One of Pence's first acts in office was to rescind an executive order signed by former Governor Mitch Daniels. The new order shifts oversight of the Education Employment Relations Board from the state superintendent to the governor, where it had historically been before Daniels changed it. The board settles teacher contract disputes. Pence says the order is not a move to diminish the power of incoming Superintendent Glenda Ritz.
Really believe that the historic framework and the accountability directly to governor is in the best interest of taxpayers and all parties concerned.
Ritz's office says it's comfortable with the change. Pence also signed an order directing certain state agencies to create family impact statements. Pence says the impact statements are intended to ensure regulations do not discourage the formation and well-being of intact married families.
We will in no way diminish our commitment to come alongside parents who are raising kids in difficult circumstances. But this is more about leveling the playing field and making sure the state of Indiana is not promulgating rules and regulations that in any way disadvantage intact two-parent families.
Pence also halted the creation of any new regulations by state agencies until his administration can assess ways to reduce regulatory burdens. Exceptions include regulations needed to create jobs and address emergency, health, or safety situations. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.